It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Colossians, we are continuing our teaching series on the book of Colossians, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of Colossians in the New Testament, founded indirectly by the Apostle Paul, and we know this based on his missionary journeys as outlined in the book of Acts, particularly Acts 16 verse 6, Acts chapter 18 verse 23, and Acts chapter 19 verse 10. Although Paul did not personally attend the Colossian founding of the church, his influence of touching a multitude of individuals for the gospel of Jesus Christ in that area allowed individuals to be gathered in the city of Colossae and found the church of Colossae. This is also evident in chapter 1, verse 7, with him who ministered to him, Epaphras, was the leader of the Colossian church. Scriptures teach that Paul spent years teaching in the school of Tyrannus in the city of Ephesus. Also, scripture teaches that Paul made numerous journeys in that area, influencing individuals by name throughout the New Testament scriptures, where these individuals founded, led, supported churches, all under the auspices of the conversion teaching of the Apostle Paul. The book of Colossians was written approximately between 62 AD and 64 AD, written from Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. The book of Colossians is one of four prison epistles, along with Ephesians, Philemon, and the book of Philippians. The book of Colossians has a number of themes. The main themes is the emphasis on Christ as the head of the church, the fullness of Christ, exhortations to Christian living, and particularly refuting intellectualism. Individuals that were a part of the Gnostic teaching, the cult of the Gnostics, which taught that knowledge is the way to God, and there was an inner light that was given to those who were super Christians, to those who were above other Christians based on their knowledge of this inner light. They also taught, unfortunately, that Christ was created, that he was a part of a series of creations from God. This cult came from the teaching that all matter is evil and the spirit is good. This was a result of answering a question that how could God create evil? And in their cultish conclusion, they decided that Christ was a creation from God, as to not attribute evil to the original creator, God himself. Unfortunately, they did not understand the scriptures where all good comes from the Lord and evil comes from the fall through the rebellion of Lucifer, or as his name is now, Satan. Also, the book of Colossians begins to teach the danger of trusting in Jewish rituals with the combination of adding Greek philosophy into the Christian faith, as we'll see when we begin to teach through the scriptures. This is the teaching on the book of Colossians, chapter 3, part 2, verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Here in verse 15, it speaks of being called to walk in peace. This peace that the scriptures are teaching is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. According to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance or self-control. This peace is led by the Holy Spirit. This peace is an unconditional peace as Christians have calm in the midst of a storm. Peace in the midst of an anxious world. Tranquility in the midst of turmoil. Verse 15 also speaks to our attitude of being thankful, grateful to the Lord for all that he has done and all that he has delivered us from. This attitude that we as Christians have is an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thanksgiving, which is the barometer that starts our day. If our day is pessimistic early in the morning, then our day may end up on a pessimistic path. On the contrary, as Christians, we have so much to be thankful for. And we start our day with a day of thanksgiving, a day of gratitude, thanking the Lord for who he is, thanking the Lord for the opportunity to serve him, thanking the Lord for salvation, thanking him all the livelong day. Scripture teaches in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 16 speaks to the Colossian church on their study of the scriptures, internalizing the scriptures, letting the word of Christ dwell in their heart, rule in their heart, that they may walk in wisdom and in fellowship with the Lord. Scripture teaches in the book of Psalms, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We as Christians should be students of the scriptures. We should study the scriptures daily, meditate on the scriptures daily, internalize the word of God, that we can walk in righteousness, that we can avoid evil, that we can live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, that we can not be deceived by false teaching, false doctrine, and heresies, for we can have the word of God in our hearts and by the Holy Spirit walk and live according to the correct interpretations of Scripture. Verse 17 is a scripture of honor, that in all that we do, in all that we say, in everything that is done in our life, gives glory to God and edifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing should be done or said in our life unless it meets the test of glorifying the Lord and uplifting the name of Jesus Christ. Verses 18 through 19. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Here, Paul is teaching on marital love and marital relationship. Verse 18 speaks of the wives having submission to their own husbands. Many times in the church, you'll have wives who cater to a pastor or to another individual in the church more than their own husband. This is because the wife may have some resentment or bitterness, or perhaps respect to persons to where they are awestruck by leadership in the church. This admonition for wives to submit themselves to the husband is submitting themselves to their husbands in everything except for sin. Wives are not to sin for their husbands. If a husband cannot stop drinking, he cannot order his wife to go to the liquor store and buy him liquor. That would be the wife contributing to the husband's sin. This word submission, this admonition for the wife to submit, is done unto righteousness and holiness that glorifies the Lord. It also speaks in rebuke to what happened in the Garden of Eden, where in Genesis chapter 3, Eve had usurped the authority of Adam. And as a result, part of her judgment in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, states that the husband from henceforth shall rule over the wife. This particular teaching in the scriptures is taught because of Eve's fall in the garden is for wives' tendency to usurp their husband. Henceforth, wives are encouraged and admonished to submit themselves to the authority of the husband in the home. Verse 19 teaches that the husband should love their wives. This is because the husband is vulnerable for his heart being turned unto another. Wives are especially loyal by nature to the husband. However, Scripture has a consistent history of husbands or men who had their hearts turned to another. For example, Solomon was warned by the Lord twice that if he were to increase his wives and concubines, they would turn his heart away from the Lord. Scripture teaches in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 25, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as fit in the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." The love of the wife is support and loving, holy submission to the husband. The love of the husband is a sacrificial love, as the example of Christ sacrificing, nurturing, loving the church. This submission that is taught in the scriptures is a mutual submission. A mutual submission for the husband and the wife. Scripture teaches in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. This mutual submission is defined as the husband doing all he can to please the wife, to nurture the wife, to comfort the wife, support the wife, love the wife in the Lord. And for the wife, doing all she can in the Lord to nurture the husband, comfort the husband, support the husband, love the husband. The husband and wife are partners together for the work of the Lord. The wife is not subservient to the husband, and the husband is not lord over the wife. But the wife is subject to support her husband in the Lord, and the husband is subject to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Verses 20 through 21. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Here in verse number 20, children are given the admonition to honor, to obey, to love their parents, and not to rise up against them. The parental authority in the home is the child's first exposure to authority. And as the child submits to loving authority in the home, the child will submit to authority as he or she grows up. That child will submit to the Lord's authority, to school bus driver authority, to stop sign authority, to the authority of the law, and to authority in general. This is taught as a foundation as children obey parental authority in the home. Scripture gives an example on how Jesus Christ supported parental authority. Luke chapter 2, verse 51 states, "And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 states, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Verse 21 in Colossians 3 speaks to the fathers not breaking the spirit of their children, not over-disciplining them or over-chastising them or chastising them out of anger. When individual parents chastise their children, discipline their children, it's done out of love. It's done with teaching. It's not done out of anger, but done out of correction. Discipline and chastisement that is done out of anger will break the spirit of the child, dishearten the child, and cause that child to have a resentment against the parent. Scripture teaches in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Verses 22 through 25. "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh," or in the natural, "not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." Here in verse 22 through 25, Paul is teaching on the duties of servants, on how employees support their employers with an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, how they support them by working honestly, diligently, and hard, even though the boss may not be around. Instead, others, only when the boss is around, they look busy, but when the boss walks away, they begin to shirk their duties. That's what the scripture is speaking of in terms of eye service. We as Christians give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Scripture teaches in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters or employers according to the natural, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart as unto Christ." Titus chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 teaches, "Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things. not answering again or not talking back, not purloining or stealing, but showing all good fidelity or trustworthiness, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. In other words, that they may see the Lord working through you as an honest individual and perhaps be led to Christ. Some individuals may say that it's hard to work for a hard boss or an unreasonable boss. Individuals as such should pray and trust in the Lord and still submit, for all authority comes from the Lord. The Lord may not have set up that individual in authority because the system may be corrupt, but the system of authority the Lord has set up, and those that buck against authority are bucking against the authority of God. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 echoes this by saying, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power or authority but of God. The authorities or powers that be ordained are of God." Verse 23 speaks of working sincerely unto the Lord from our heart with genuineness unto the Lord. Verse 24 speaks of individuals who work honest. The Lord knows who they are and will give individuals their just reward. And verse 25 speaks to individuals who are not faithful in the Lord will also get their just comeuppance from the Lord. Scripture echoes this by teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart," the counsels of the heart or the motives of the heart, "and then shall every man have praise of God." God is no respecter of persons, and individuals will be judged individually based on the motives and intents of their heart. We as Christians are admonished just to be faithful, sincere, and genuine, be salt of the earth and the light of the world, and we shall receive our reward from the Lord. Scripture teaches in Luke chapter 14, verse 14, that we shall be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Upon the rapture, we shall receive our crowns, for Jesus said, "Great is your reward in the kingdom of God." Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 also echoes this in verse 25. Also echoes that individuals will be judged individually, as stated in verse number 12 of chapter 22 of Revelation. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Here again in verse 25, God is no respecter of persons. Each individual will be individually judged as a servant based on their motive, based on their intent, based on their genuineness. Paul teaching not only to the Colossian church on the glory of the Lord, but also here teaching on relationships, husbands and wives, employees and employers, children and parents, and Christian relationships in the world. This is the teaching on the book of Colossians, chapter 3, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray this prayer with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.